and I'm here with Slater City Mayor, Mr. Stephen Allegri. And Mayor Allegri, we have Blues Fest coming up to start off with. That's June 28th?
Yes, June 28th. One of the premier blues fests in the country. It's been mentioned on nationwide radio. Just $20 a day's worth of entertainment. Bring your easy ups and your lawn chairs. Lots of good food and liquor by the drink and beer and just anything you'd want. Fireworks display at midnight. Four big shows. It goes from 3:30 till midnight with the fireworks display at the end. Like I said, it's Dan Aykroyd's House of Blues has mentioned it. Some of their bands have played here. So, yeah, it's just a great place to be.
And we've had some vandalism going on in the city park, and you're looking at some options to get that under control.
Yes, we have, and we know a lot of the vandalism is done by youth. I closed the park after the pool closes at 6 o'clock, told the police to run the kids out of the park. Also, if they moved up on Main Street, to tell them to go home. But the answer is let the kids police themselves. I'm going to meet with some of the kids in town this week and say, you know, if you want to police yourselves, you know who's causing the vandalism, and then we can open it back up. Because I hate that. I mean, a lot of the high schoolers like to meet up at the pool at night and sit around with their cars and talk and have a good time, play their music. Other kids like go down to the kiddie park. So if they want to police themselves and say, you know, guys, this is our park, and it is their park, you know, they're taxpayers too, is that we need to keep our eyes open and report any vandalism. If we know who's doing it, then we need to report it to the police. And if you want to do that, then the park's yours.
And you had some storm damage past week.
Oh, yeah, quite a bit. Several million dollars worth of storm. We had a lot of help from surrounding communities and everything. Now things are getting pretty well cleaned up. We thought at one time that SEMA would be able to kick in, but they say you got to have a minimum of $8 million damage, which I think is ridiculous, especially for small towns. If we were a town of Gillam, they would just have to plow it under, you know, because you couldn't get any help, you know. So I think that's something we're going to try to talk with some of our legislators in the future, because we're going to be able to recover, but we're going to have to be out of pocket, you know, several hundred thousand dollars for mutual aid and stuff, and there's some small towns just wouldn't be able to handle that.
It's time for fireworks again.
Fireworks, June 20th till July 5th. This is the place to be. You can blow off fireworks in the park if you want. Just clean up your messes. The time's from 9 to 9 on the loud stuff, from 9 to 10 on the pretty stuff. And then on the 4th of July, we have a great big show. This is the place to be on the 4th of July. They have neighborhood block parties, fireworks all over. So this is the place to be on the 4th of July.
A couple of ordinances passed tonight as well for a restitution fees establishing it.
That's mainly to if people are fighting amongst themselves, and we're down there a lot, and we keep having to bring them to court, and they decide to dismiss us. This gives the prosecutor and the people a chance to say, look, you know, you've been here half a dozen times. It's going to cost you $75 whether you want to dismiss us or not, and they both have to agree on it. So that just gives a little extra leverage to the police department so they're not called unnecessarily.
And the last thing is liquor license fees.
Yes, we lowered the liquor licenses. We've had people interested in maybe set up wineries and different things here and better to approach restaurants and stuff that want to come here. You know, in addition to paying the city license, they have to pay a county and they have to pay a state. So to kind of ease the burden on them, we're lowering our liquor licenses considerably and also to hopefully to attract some new businesses and kind of help these people out a little bit. And like I said, kind of give them a break. We don't make a lot of money on liquor licenses. They don't get a lot for buying the liquor license, so we thought this would be a way to help them and maybe attract some new restaurants and businesses in town.
Well, I've covered everything I was wanting to talk to you about. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, that's pretty much it. You know, come down and see us for the Blues Festival, the little town with the big sounds. Great place to be, June 28th. You'll love it.